Combating disease, promoting public health, providing clean water and safe food, developing new sources of energy, and confronting climate change. Hello from the American Chemical Society, the ACS. Our more than 164,000 members make up the world's largest scientific society. This is Global Challenges Chemistry Solutions, New Solutions 2012. Today's solution is a fungus that shows promise in the search for a way to use waste corn stalks, cobs, and leaves, rather than the corn itself, to produce ethanol to extend supplies of gasoline. Scientists studied the use of white rot fungus to break down the tough lignin and related materials in the so-called corn stover to free up sugars for ethanol fermentation. The research appears in the ACS journal Industrial and Engineering Chemistry Research. Here's lead author Yibo Li from Ohio State University.
Corn ethanol supplies are facing a crunch because corn is critical for animal feed and food. The need for new sources of ethanol has shifted attention to using corn stover, which is the most abundant agricultural residue in the U.S., estimated at 170 to 250 million tons per year. The challenge is to find a way to break down tough lignin structure in cobs, stalks, and leaves so that sugars inside can be released and fermented to ethanol.
Previous studies indicated that the microbe commonly known as white rot fungus showed promise for breaking down the tough lignin prior to treatment with enzymes to release the sugars. To advance that knowledge, Li and colleagues evaluated how well the fungus broke down the different parts of corn stover and improved the sugar yield.
Treating corn stover with the white rot fungus for 1 month enabled us to extract up to 30% more sugar from the leaves and 50% more from the stalks and the cobs. Because corn leaves are useful for controlling soil erosion when left in the field, harvesting only the cobs and stalks for ethanol production may make the most sense in terms of sustainable agriculture.
Smart chemists, innovative thinking. That's the key to solving global challenges of the 21st century. Please check out more of our full-length podcasts on wide-ranging issues facing chemistry and science, such as promoting public health, developing new fuels, and confronting climate change at www.acs.org/globalchallenges. Today's podcast was written by Sam Lemonick. For the American Chemical Society, I'm Adam Dalewski in Washington.